Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
John chapter 8 verse 32 says this, and that was our old opening scripture that we talked about. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, the difference is you can't know about the truth, you have to know the truth. And when you know the truth, that is the person of Jesus Christ, you have a relationship with Him. Now, what does that relationship do? The Bible says it makes you free. Wow. Now, what are you free from? You are free from the penalty of sin. Without the power of Christ in you, you have no power over sin. But once Christ comes in you, He gives you that power to be free from sin. I see so many people in life struggling, trying to be nice, trying to do this, trying to do that. All the Bible calls that, it says, all of your righteousness are as filthy rags. They're trying to work their way into heaven. They're trying to say, hey, I'm better than that person. But the question is, your measuring stick is Jesus Christ. And I tell you, nobody measures up there. So Jesus Christ frees us. I like what the Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 36. It says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I want you to think about being free for a minute. If anyone ever lied to you, and you finally found out the truth, what freedom do you have? Now, I'm not going to say that that truth is not going to hurt you. There's going to be some adjustments in your life. But knowing the truth frees you from that deception and that bondage that you were under. Would you agree there? Would y'all agree there?
Yeah.
That it frees us from that bondage of deception. So whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And whenever that truth comes, it opens our eyes. We were blind, but now we see. We were in darkness, but now we are in light. God says in 2 Corinthians 4, 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Wow. God has given us, He has shined light out of darkness. Man, I tell you, He has pulled us out of darkness into the light. I want you to just think about how important that is. When you are in darkness, the deception of the world, you're following the world, you're doing all the things the world say do, but then God shines that light and you see, and He pulls you out. 1 Peter chapter 2, 9 says this, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who have called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Wow. Oh man, I tell you, what a responsibility. It is a blessing to be called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. But with that, there's a great responsibility. There's a huge responsibility whenever God shines light into our lives.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.